The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Historic times in the great state of North Dakota. With the news yesterday that North Dakota has surpassed 1 million barrels of oil production per day, putting it in a very unique company. One of our topics for Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program, and much more to cover with him, including the situation in Iraq. I just during the break was reading the Wall Street Journal op-ed piece by Dick Cheney, the former vice president, and his daughter Liz co-authored this, calling titled rather "The Collapsing Obama Doctrine," and the terrorists that are wreaking the most havoc right now in Iraq are this ISIS, this Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and Al Qaeda. And one of the things that has to be quite inconvenient for President Obama is to have his own words come back and haunt him a little bit. When asked about ISIS, for instance, earlier this year, he said, if a JV team puts on Lakers uniforms, it doesn't make them Kobe Bryant. Oh, okay.
Well.
Looks like they're not exactly a JV team. He also has said a few times over the last couple of years, Al-Qaeda's on its heels, has been decimated. Let there be no doubt, the tide of war is receding. And what the Cheneys are saying here is, rarely has a U.S. president been so wrong about so much at the expense of so many. And so we're going to talk, obviously, about Iraq and what's happening there as well today with Congressman Cramer. We have the lost IRS emails. We have the leadership shakeup in the U.S. House, which we touched on briefly, but obviously just happened a week ago Tuesday when Congressman Cramer was on us, with us last week. And we also should recap the president's visit to Standing Rock last week as well. By the way, one other story we've not got to yet while we're waiting for Congressman Cramer to join us, and I'm kind of curious of his position on this as well, but the U.S. Patent Office has canceled the trademark registration for the Washington Redskins. So political correctness has a new weapon. It's the Patent Office of the United States. They actually have canceled six Washington Redskins trademarks. And Todd, what do you think the reason is?
Well, I was just going to ask you, was this a conscious decision? Okay, we got to find a different angle. The patent angle. Let's do that.
Yeah, and the reason they are citing the cancellation of the patent angle is because they are disparaging to Native Americans.
Yeah, imagine that.
So, I mean, there again.
So you still don't like my idea of throwing a potato on the side of the helmet and being done with it, right?
No, I don't, because it's okay. Giving in to the political, you know, the PC police.
You don't think
who decide
you don't think
what
the inevitable is going to happen? We got fighting Sioux went away. You don't think Redskins will end up going away?
Yeah,
I'm just confused as to why the NCAA isn't just as mad about the Seminoles and the Fighting Illini and whatever else is out there that I'm just not thinking of right now.
Yeah, well, again, I don't want to reopen that whole wound, but
I know.
I do believe that they saw North Dakota as sort of the weak one, and we're going to roll them. And
well, exactly. They seem so venomous toward North Dakota, but the other ones all get a pass. I'm like, wait a minute. If the problem is the issue, then why isn't the issue being blanketed across everybody that is in violation of the issue? Seems like the issue is more than just that issue.
Yeah, and you know, this reminds me of this is going to seem like a weird analogy to some, but okay, we've got a utopian view of the impacts of climate change and what we ought to be using for energy, right? So we're going to present our idea to Congress. When it goes down, we'll just do it another way. We'll just have the EPA go in and you know, do things we couldn't get Congress to do for coal companies.
You know, we'd like Congress to do this to our regulations for agriculture, but they won't. So we'll just have the EPA do the open waters thing. This to me is the analogy here is the outrage being, in their view, the disparaging use of the Washington Redskins' name. They can't affect change the other way. So now they use the Patent Office to do it. It's just staggering. It's more government arrogance, in my view. All right. Anyway, let's welcome to the program for our weekly talk radio town hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer, to tackle the news headlines of the day and, most importantly, answer your questions, comments on any of the issues of the day. Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Good morning, Scott.
And we will welcome your calls, folks, at 800-228-0550. When you call, you have two options. Press 2 to go in queue to chat with Kevin and ask your question live on the air. Press 1 to leave your question and a comment instantly, and we'll add it to the mix as we go throughout the day. Hard to know where to start today with everything going on, but I think two major issues in the news actually connect. That's Iraq and North Dakota surpassing the 1 million barrel per day mark. Do those two connect for you?
Boy, do they ever. You've often heard me say I talk about energy security, not energy independence. Independence being, the ability to be independent, giving us security. And boy, does this scream the need for more. It's funny, Scott, today when I went to conference, we had the Republican conference, that's, we call it caucus in North Dakota often. We met for 2 hours this morning because we had candidate forums for majority leaders and in addition to our regular business. And, of course, the first thing several people said is, gee, I saw you went over 1 million barrels. And one of the guys that mentioned it to me is Devin Nunez from California. And Devin is in the heart of one of the major oil fields in California. And I don't know if people know this, but California has 4 of the 12 largest oil plays. And North Dakota, of course, surpassed California some time ago as the second leading producer of oil.
Yeah, and thankfully they're politically inaccessible in California.
Well,
right?
That's it. See, and I said to Devin, nothing would please me more than for North Dakota to drop back to third, not because we're lowering production, but because California would finally figure it out. He said, yeah, could you get North Dakota to annex my congressional district? because public policy really does matter. But public policy, you guys, is a reflection because the politicians, the elected officials, are a reflection of the society. And in California's case, the problem isn't just their public policy. It's the politicians that are elected by their voters.
Absolutely. We were asking our listeners today to come up with the number one benefit. If you have to put everything on the table and say, what's the number one benefit? Because there's a list of benefits, there's a list of challenges,
sure,
and things we need to address and all that. But if we're actually saying, okay, what's the best thing about 1 million barrels per day in North Dakota? Realistically, shouldn't our national security be at the top of the list in the fact that, how much blood has been spilled for us having to make a decision about national security as it connects to oil?
To me, it is the number one issue. I think we oftentimes, and perhaps Republicans as anything, are guilty of this. We oftentimes don't talk enough about the price that we've paid as a country in military, in lives, in spending to protect, whether it's literally protect an oil supply in the Middle East or to protect a transportation corridor in the Middle East for that oil. These are real costs, and the ability to be energy secure at least as a North American continent, and that's why you take the Canadian oil sands. I know a lot of people are frustrated. They think that there's something wrong with Canadian oil, or Canadian oil is somehow foreign oil, or that the oil sands are somehow dirtier than other oil. The reality is that as a North American continent, we ought to be trading and developing and producing all that we can, not only for domestic use, but then ultimately for trade, much like we've done with food. And that raises our influence in the world. When we're able to produce more than we can actually consume, you become the price setter in the world, not a price follower. You become an influencer in the world, and you create a greater market for the domestic supply, and that will increase the supply, which ultimately I think leads to a much clearer price signals and better price for domestic consumers. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity, and a lot of it's economic, but a lot of it's national security as well.
off to Watford City with a question or comment for you.
Hi, this is Jim in Watford City. Say, my comment for Mr. Kramer today is we have essentially four counties in the state of North Dakota producing a million barrels a day, which amounts to, as you're saying today, $11 million a day. At what point is the state of North Dakota going to recognize that these four counties are suffering immensely in infrastructure needs to generate that amount of revenue for our state? It's nice that our state has got a great big checkbook, but when they start in reinvesting that money back into a million barrels a day, it would be much more appreciated. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to ask if you'd hold your answer to after the break because we're up against the clock. He's referring to a stat we talked about earlier that the 1 million barrels of oil deposits more than $11 million per day into North Dakota's coffers. We also had a stat that the 1 million barrels of oil actually contributes $50 million per day overall to the economy. Pretty extraordinary. More with Congressman Kramer coming up after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, it's What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. And we continue on the Talk Radio Town Hall. If you have questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Kramer, welcome them always. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Was it Jim in Watford City that had the question about, hey, four counties are doing this. We got to do more for them. They're being crushed in infrastructure. Wanted your solution.
Sure. And now realizing, of course, Jim's Jim's asking for a state solution, and I'm not a state official. However, just speaking generally to it, their frustration is warranted for sure, and I think he makes an important point, obviously, that you're talking about four counties that are delivering this largesse and taking the brunt of the consequences of it, especially with regard to transportation infrastructure. And I kind of simplify things. And one of the things I believe is that North Dakota as a state is in the oil business, like North Dakota as a state is in the agriculture business. And I think you ought to invest, just like you would expect a company or an industry to invest in, you know, in according to that makeup, so that economic makeup. So I think the state needs to invest as though it's in the oil business, and that includes roads and infrastructure to move the product in a safe and efficient manner. That said, I think the state has done a lot. I believe that there's probably as much infrastructure investment that's been made by the state into the oil patch as the oil patch can actually build in any given year, especially given the constraints of a limited construction season and whatnot. Could it be tweaked? Perhaps it could. I'm not, you know, intimately involved, obviously, in it or familiar with it because it's not my arena. But I do think that to get to Jim's point, that you can't build that infrastructure up fast enough, in my view, to make sure that we have safe and reliable roads and transportation, not only for moving the product, but more importantly, safe people. So I don't know the solution. That would be something for the local legislators and the governor's office and others, Department of Transportation, to debate. But I certainly understand this frustration.
By the way, just a bit of news we just learned about in the newsroom. The folks in Minot are dealing with a situation. A JetBlue airline flight that originated in Boston was forced to make an emergency landing at Minot about a half hour ago. Evidently an emergency was declared on board. Not sure what that was. Plane was in Manitoba and diverted to Minot. Everybody's safe. 132 people on board. No injuries reported. All we know at this point. Just want to pass it on to you.
Scott, one thing with regard to Jim's point, too, I might add to it. I think one of the areas of frustration is that the local counties and the cities don't feel like they don't have enough control over transportation spending in some respects. And to the degree that there ought to be a formula that diverts more of that money originally to the local communities would allow them to, you know, make the decisions relieve the impact the best. And that's certainly a fundamental principle that I agree with.
Let's go to John out somewhere in western North Dakota with a question for Congressman.
Yeah, I'm in Minot. I'm in Minot, Scott, but I haven't heard any jet screaming over. So.
All right.
We heard you were down in Standing Rock. And
I was.
Yeah, the warm-up guy, MC, he was asking you travelers from D.C., how many of you love the Washington Redskins? And he let out a war cry and said, kill them all. No, he didn't include all of you in that.
No, and I don't think he said kill them all. I think he said go get them or get them all or something.
Well, that's what the paper reported.
Yeah, I think he said get them all.
I see the Federal Trade Commission just ruled against the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I don't. It's bizarre to me that somehow after all of these years and decades, really, that now all of a sudden there's a regulatory issue or a patent issue, that no one saw a long time ago. I mean, the issue of the Washington Redskins and the naming of it, I have to admit, I've always thought it was a bizarre name. I think, you know, fighting Sioux is, I don't believe, to be hostile and abusive. I don't think the Braves are hostile and abusive. I don't think Seminoles are. It's a little hard to put a good spin on Washington Redskins, so I've never been a big fan of the name, but I also I'm well aware of the fact it's none of my business, and that somehow I should be influencing either as a member of Congress or anything other than a fan of football.
Kurt Mandery, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, my friend. How are you doing?
Hi, Kurt. I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I miss you. I have a question, kind of a follow-up to the question in Watford City, which is under your purview on the federal side.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with your record, and I have great trust in you. I know that you're doing as hard as you can. But my dear friend, I want to talk about a federal problem, and it's the same problem. Law enforcement here
Yeah.
Both on the military bases up in Minot, Fury, on the reservation at Three Affiliate in Trenton. We're getting inundated with some pretty sophisticated drug cartels, and I cannot see that without some FBI and narcotic help from the federal government, how the state of North Dakota, just alone with the expertise, is going to get their hands around it, especially since they moved the agents out of Northwest North Dakota and moved them into Montana. How's your discussions going on that?
No, it's a great point, Curtin. And I don't, you know, I try not to panic over the movement of agents from, you know, Williston over just over to the border on the other side, because it's close. But you're right. You do have a sense of sort of loss, if you will, when they cross state lines and you don't have the direct access to it. As you maybe know, I did hold a forum in Williston. You know, it's probably been a couple months ago now, with my friend Eric Paulson, who was who led the charge on several bills that I co-sponsored relating to human trafficking, and had a tremendous response from that, not only in Williston but around the country from that forum. And we did pass a number of bills that aimed at helping victims and focusing more on victims and on law enforcement and making sure that we first, shine the spotlight, but then have policy changes that create more of a freedom, if you will, for victims of crimes, treating them as victims, as opposed to, in the case of human trafficking, several times they're treated more like perpetrators of crimes, or criminals themselves are more like defendants than they are victims. And when we passed several laws to change that, and they have moved those over to the Senate, we haven't heard anything since, but I expect that they'll take them up at some point. With regard to resources for law enforcement, you're exactly right. You have got to have the federal resources of the FBI and the intelligence resources, as well as the forensic expertise and the investigative expertise and experience, to work with local law enforcement to make sure that we're doing it right. And I think it's similar to the previous question. You're right in terms of transportation infrastructure. Law enforcement is the same way. This is a we need to invest as though we're in the business. And if you're in the business, you're going to invest where there's a disproportionate activity level and disproportionate resources. So you take MHA and the Three Affiliated and the incredible contribution they're making to our national security and our energy security, as being part of, I think, over a fourth of, if not a third, of the Bakken, is right there. We ought to invest as a federal government, realizing that we're getting a disproportionate income stream from that. And I'll tell you, the issue of crime, Kurt, is one that probably bothers me more than anything, because it is the most gross imposition on our state and cultural clash in our state. And we as a federal government, but also the state, I mean, we need to work in partnership with the state. We need to invest heavily in it, because we do not want to wake up one day and regret that we didn't do enough earlier.
Thanks, Kurt. Got to take a break. Stuart, you're next when we come back on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA. You know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice of the pump. That's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, and Castleton. West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff, breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals of June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks at $1.09, to some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Before the top of the hour, we're continuing our conversation, as we do each Wednesday in this hour, with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, which means he's here to answer any questions or comments you have. 800-228-0550 is that number. One more time, nice and slow, 800-228-0550. We're going to go to Stuart in a moment here. Before I do that, I do want to ask you, based on Kurt's call from Mandarin,
yep.
We didn't get a chance to talk last week about the fact that an issue that's come up before on this Talk Radio Town Hall, the issue of jurisdiction and law enforcement and the abhorrent issues of child abuse on the Spirit Lake Reservation is the subject of a hearing you have coming up. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah. Next week, actually, we are having a hearing in the Indian and Alaska Native Affairs Subcommittee of the National Resources Committee. I'm a member of both of those committees, and it is an oversight hearing simply to get an update on what's going on at Spirit Lake since the BIA a couple of years ago took over the social services aspects of the responsibilities from the tribe, but the tribe maintains the placement of children and foster care especially, and that we've continued to see tragic events, child death not, quite recently, but we don't tend to get as a lot of information coming out of either the BIA or the tribe itself in terms of what's going on with regard to investigations. And so we really needed to have an oversight hearing. We have invited the chairman of the tribe, Russ McDonald, to testify. It's very important he comes because Russ really is a stabilizing, calming force on the reservation. When he won his election in a special election, you might recall there was a recall election of the previous chairman. Russ McDonald won that election. I was able to get the BIA to send extra law enforcement officials up to the to monitor that election to make sure it was a fair, honest election. And Russ has been a real calming, stabilizing force up there. So we're anxious to hear from him because we can't let the only news that comes out of Spirit Lake be another child death every 6 months. Plus, we need to know from the BIA what progress is being made so that we can ultimately, give that. Authority back to the tribe where it belongs of overseeing of child care, but we also have to make sure and be confident that those children are being taken care of. So we've invited BIA Director Black or some representatives of the BIA to also testify, as well as a former tribal judge and others who continue to work on the witness list. So I expect a good hearing, and hopefully some good progress has been made that we can hear about and report on. And we also want to make sure that the spotlight continues on the problem so people don't forget and just sort of walk away and nothing gets fixed. I also want, with regard to what Kurt said, I wanted to let folks know that we did pass the Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Bill a couple of weeks ago in the House that boost funding for the FBI by $125 million above this year's budget to assist specifically, among other things, gang and human trafficking programs, and then to fund anti-violence against women programs at $8.5 million above even what the president's budget request was. And we tripled the funding against human trafficking to $45.4 million, largely as a result of the work that we've been able to do in highlighting this issue. And it's not an issue just in the Bakken, but it's an issue, of course, around the country. But the Bakken is where a lot of people are paying attention right now, so we're able to use that to get some more funds for combating drug trafficking and human trafficking.
All right, I really want to get back to these calls. So just real quickly, did you get a chance to interact with the president yesterday on any of these issues?
Just a little bit. As you might have heard, he was over an hour late out of Andrews Air Force Base. A lot of the big things in Iraq were just breaking that day, as you probably remember, in that morning. And so he was late coming out. So we didn't get as much time as we might have. Now, you know, a lot of the focus of the day, of course, was on Native American issues, rightfully so. I did spend a lot of time with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and some of her assistant secretary Kevin Washburn and others from the Department of the Interior. We talked a lot about natural resources issues and the rules and whatnot. So it was all in all a good productive day, but not a lot of interaction with the president, just pretty minor congenial hosting sort of things.
Stuart, you're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your question?
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning, you guys.
Hi,
I got a question for you, Congressman Cramer. I've been supportive of you the last few years, and I got a question for you. On June 10th, last Tuesday, there was an amendment to Mr. Gohmert from Texas that wanted to cut spending for the Department of Housing and Urban Development because of Section 8 for illegals getting housing in America. And you voted no on this, and I'm kind of curious why. We have this illegal problem going on, but the USDA is still giving Section 8 housing to illegals. It's kind of a slap in the face for people that come here legally. It's a slap in the face because we can't ask the government for assistance. And if you come here illegally, they get all the assistance that they need or want. I don't understand.
Sure. So Representative Gohmert's amendment was ambiguous enough for me to be concerned about it, because what we didn't want was, first of all, realizing that this had gone through the entire committee process and the funding for Section 8 funding, as well as some other funding that's important to North Dakota in that it's called THUD, Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Bill, Appropriations Bill. There were moves to move some of the money around from one section to another section, including some Section 8 money to other places. And there are some tremendous low income or affordable housing needs in North Dakota that take advantage of these programs. With regard to illegals, that really is a policy or agency level problem. And I do support not allowing Section 8 funding to be used for illegal aliens. Cutting the funding doesn't ensure that. So what we really need is a specific policy change that makes it, that diverts that money to legal uses. But just cutting the funding to a particular portion of the budget doesn't necessarily do that. And that was my objection, that his amendment didn't clarify that enough for me to be comfortable cutting the actual dollars.
Thanks, Stuart. Going to keep rolling here. Bill Hazelton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, good morning, and good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Bill.
My question is, kind of goes hand in hand with the last caller, with Obamacare, which is kind of nomenclature because Obama really doesn't care. But my question is, when we decide to bring in these folks who just want to come to America from Mexico or different illegal aliens, and I've heard as many as 20 million people. When those people are assimilated into our society, what is Obamacare going to do about 20 million people who are going to need some help? And the other question I have is, when North Dakota, University of North Dakota was spit upon because of the name of the Fighting Sioux. My question is, if we are pushed around that easily, and these folks, these illegal aliens, or undocumented aliens, if you wish, when they decide that they need someplace to live, it's easier if North Dakota is pushed around. When is our land that is in CPR or some folks that just have the land rented out, when is that going to be taken away from them and undone under manifest destiny to help these folks out?
Well,
I'm wondering if that is going to come, and I see it in the future.
Well, certainly if this president was able to be king for the rest of his life, God only knows what kind of things we might lose, but we certainly aren't going to allow that to happen. With regard to illegal aliens, the number, I think, there's fair consensus that we'll probably have around between 11 and 12 million currently living in the United States. And that number has actually remained steady for quite some time. What we're seeing now, this absolute tragedy of massive proportions of the border being wide open, the result of a president who has invited illegal aliens across the border, especially to send their children so that they can then, reunite them with their parents in our country as opposed to their own country. That we have got to deal with that as fast as possible, and there are hearings going on right now as we speak, at least in two committees that I'm aware of. We just have got to secure our border. And that's why Republicans have always said, and the Republican House leadership has always said, no amnesty, no comprehensive immigration reform. The only immigration reform we're interested in, first, foremost, and always, until we even discuss any other issue, is securing the border. As long as this president is president, even that's impossible because it doesn't seem to matter what laws we pass to secure the border. He doesn't obey the law. So we have, you're right, a pretty major problem, Bill, with regard to that. Now, how that affects Obamacare, I don't think is any secret. That obviously it's an extra burden on all of our systems, on all of our services, healthcare and others, whether they're illegal aliens or undocumented or not, for that matter. You're putting more people into a system that's already strained, and I think that's probably part of the strategy. To be honest with you, is to strain that system even more. With regard to land. We're a long ways from the government taking land from farmers because it's in CRP and giving it to other people as part of some, means of dealing with the problem. That said, they are not above grabbing our land through other means such as the waters of the U.S. As you know, we've talked a lot about that on this show, and we continue to fight it in Congress. In the other ways that the Endangered Species Act and other ways that they control the use of your land, if not grab it.
I appreciate you listening to me. And the other thing I was going to say is that my son is in a wheelchair. I went to get some aid from him. I cannot do it because of the lack of funds in there that is being given away to those state folks that need it, of course. But thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. John and Annetta, get to at least part of your question in here quickly before the break. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just curious. First, a question. If you know who you're planning on voting for majority leader, you're going to vote for Raul Labrador, or if you're planning on staying with the leadership guy. The Republicans have been whining for 2 years about how they got to make an outreach to Hispanics. I would think this would be a good way to do it, is electing Raul Labrador to you. And
John, hang on. You'll get your answer on the other side of the break. Bob Grand Forks, Brian Williston will get to you as well on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
I see Highway 75 near Kent has been reopened for our Minnesota listeners. There were some flooding issues there, so just wanted to pass that along. Let's roll on here at 11 before the top of the hour and continue our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We have John's question and answer, which, by the way, Nikki also emailed. Ask Representative Cramer who he plans to vote to replace Eric Cantor as Majority Leader. I urge him to support a true conservative in Raul Labrador. Sounds like John wanted the same thing. And then we have Bob and Brian and Gordy.
Sure.
We're going to go as quick
as
we can.
John's question or his opinion seemed to lean more toward the fact that Raul is from Puerto Rico. So he is an immigrant himself. He was born in Puerto Rico, obviously has a inside track and understanding of the immigration issues from a, you know, direct standpoint, experience standpoint, and a compassion standpoint as well, I might add. So Raul is very conservative. I would tell you, the problem we're going to have with Raul is that he got into the race too late. He was trying to get a couple of other folks into the race. He was unsuccessful in doing that. And in the meantime, it was pretty much unopposed until over the weekend. And so Kevin McCarthy was able to shore up enough support, well over enough. In fact, just this morning, Raul said quite emphatically, when there was discussion about what about the whips race, are we going to have a whip election? He said, "I think," don't worry, we will have a whip selection," or something to that effect. In other words, basically conceding the fact. But I will tell you that Raul is a very articulate spokesperson for the conservative movement. And I think, you know, if we were to roll the clock back a week, you know, it would have been good to get Raul into the whips race, anticipating that Kevin McCarthy had already had the majority leader's race sewn up, so that because he does bring a fresh perspective that does, of course, speak to the Hispanic community as well as to the more conservative side of things. I do think the whips race itself, once the majority of these races up, will probably go more harder to the right and bring in a more of a consensus builder from the conservative side of our party, so which I think will be good for everybody.
So you're with McCarthy.
I am. I pledge my support to Kevin when he was unopposed, of course. And Kevin's frankly been very good for North Dakota. He's been very good for our party as the whip. He is he's plenty conservative. But of course, so was Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor, ironically, was the most conservative member of leadership and was really a friend to the conservative wing. And yet, that's, you know, that's what ended up doing him in his own district, because he wasn't paying as much attention to things at home as he should have been.
All right. I'm going to try to get quick questions and quick answers here because we have four folks waiting to go and 4 minutes left to go. So, Bob Grand Forks, quick on the EPA question you had.
Hello.
Bob, go ahead.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Good morning. I had a question. What are you going to do to stop the EPA from this waters of the U.S.? I mean, this is just, we're all going to be criminals. And my idea is they just pulled the funding back on the EPA. And then the second thing with the conservation tie, we're also going to have some issues there. And I understand in both these issues, extreme environmentalists like the Ducks Unlimited are going to have their say in this issues. And I mean, it's just going to make it impossible to be a farmer or a rancher in this country.
Sure. So what we can do with regard to pulling their funding is we actually are in regular order now with appropriations.
Your call has ended.
And the water and energy appropriation bills will be coming up in a couple of weeks. We will have amendments in there to not allow them to use any of the appropriations for a couple of things. One being the implementation of Waters of the U.S., another one being implementation of the greenhouse gas rule that they're proposing for existing power plants. Hopefully we can get that passed on the floor. Then, of course, it'll be a fight with the Senate.
All right, appreciate that. Brian Williston for Congressman Kramer, go ahead. Brian, are you there? Is Brian up, Shane? All right, Gordy Fargo, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes,
Hi, Gordy.
As you said earlier in the call, the president is not enforcing the laws that you guys pass. You also, what I've heard from several different places is that in the release of those five Gitmo terrorists, he committed over four different felonies. Why is this man not under arrest? Why is he not being prosecuted? I know that the Congress doesn't have the power to arrest people,
right,
but I'm sure Sheriff Joe Arpaio would help you out with that.
Well, actually, yeah, I'm sure he would. That'd be fine. The real jurisdiction here, of course, is the District of Columbia. You know, whether it's Eric Holder, whether it's the president or someone else. I mean, it's not easy to go arrest a president, if you will. One of the things about these Gitmo, this transfer, this trade, if you will, for Private Bergdahl, for these Taliban officers, besides him not consulting Congress, not even informing Congress, which he's, you know, not allowed to do, the biggest problem with what he did is really a matter of national safety and individual safety, in that he broke the fundamental rule, the decades long, if not centuries-long rule of negotiating with terrorists. We, as a country, do not negotiate with terrorists. This is just the latest in several ways that he's violated both the traditions and the laws of this country. But yes, we do not have the authority to arrest the president. Eric Holder, the attorney general, works for the president. Look what's going on with IRS, supposedly losing emails because of a technology glitch. Yeah, right. Do you think Eric Holder is going to prosecute that or appoint a special counsel to prosecute it? That's part of our problem, is that the top cop is in cahoots with the president on breaking every law that they can get by with.
Cordy, appreciate the call. We're out of time. We'll have to do this again, as we always do, next Wednesday during the Million Barrel Celebration. Look forward to that. And so you're not buying that the emails are gone from the IRS?
Well, it's absolutely unfathomable. I mean, can you imagine if they audited you and you said, gee, really, these deductions are real. I documented them. I lost them.
I think a lot of people are going to try now. I do. Thanks, Kevin. Congressman Kevin Cramer. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.79. 2 cases for only $3.55, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.